want to welcome you to the radio ministry of Church of the Promise in Iway, Louisiana, with Pastors Dwayne and Cindy Daigle. We're a non-denominational Bible teaching ministry with a passion to help God's people find their place in the kingdom of God. We want you to know that your life counts and that God wants to give you a hope and a future. We trust that you'll be both blessed and challenged by today's message. Here is Pastor Daigle.
Cindy and I would like to say thank you to all of those who have contributed to this ministry, making this broadcast possible.
Tune in to hear an encouraging word by Pastor Cindy Daigle. We pray this is a blessing to your life.
Now that blesses my heart, that God loves me enough to put a person in a position to speak. And if I'll stop looking at the person, stop judging the messenger. Don't worry about how they dress this morning, what their tone of voice is, or whether or not you think they're pretty or ugly or fat or skinny, or forget them. Hear the voice of your Father that has been listening to you all week long. And you know what? It wasn't what you said out loud. And only you know what you didn't dare speak. Only you know. How incredible. You're driving in your car and you scream out to God. And then you walk into this room and that man or this woman or the one in the classroom or maybe even somebody in the lobby touches it. And they didn't know. And they still don't know. And you sit there blinking back the tears because how do they know, Lord? Because you are faithful. God is faithful. He hears your cry. Our God is good. And he's good all the time. But if you put your face into the face of another human being and draw from them, you're going to be disappointed. And you're going to hurt them. You're going to injure them. You're going to make their calling difficult because you want to make your demands on their life. They are not your God. God is good. He's faithful. He's just. He forgives and he cleanses from all unrighteousness. And the unrighteousness you need to be focused on is not everybody else's, but our own. Our own. Then we need to be thankful that God is faithful. He'll comfort you in your heart, even when you're wrong. He'll comfort you. But he's not going to tell you you're right, because he's just. But what do we want? We want to be right. Now you're at war with God. So we come in here, and we've been at war with God. We don't know we're at war with God. We think we're at war with people. But your war is not this way. Your war is always this way. I'm going to give you biblical proof of that. If you're in odds with another person, your war is never this way. It is always between you and God. Because first he gave you the power to forgive. He gave you the power to repent. That severs you from that. Okay? But he also said that you have everything you need for life and godliness through your knowledge of him. That person that you're accusing of robbing you somehow has not touched you. They can't touch you. Even if they visit some kind of trauma to your life. They cause a car accident. They kill someone in your life. Even if they visit some kind of wickedness, it's no loss to you when you make God your God. He's the restorer. He's the one who heals. He's the one who makes all things right. So if you stop putting it off on other people and causing them to be a scapegoat and just forgive real offenses and then repent of accusations that are false, because you realize you're not only coveting, but you're making a false accusation because it's not a sin. It's not a sin. You're falsely accusing them, and it's not a sin. Oh, do I need to say that? Does anybody need to say amen to that? It's not a sin. If it's not one of the commandments, it's not a sin. Stop accusing them because they didn't please you. Get out of your emotional life and get yourself to the presence of God. And then some of you, you know, you needed to know that verily, verily is happening from the throne of God. Because there's going to be, you need to know this, there's going to be silent moments when you're so worked up in yourself that you can't hear God's voice. You need to remember these encounters. You know, when you accuse somebody, you accuse somebody, you did this to me. But there's a list on the other side of that, miles long, of all the things they did for you. But we're not looking at that list. but you take your highlighter and go around and around and around their offense, and it might not even be biblical. And you just put a big red X through everything they ever did for you. Right? Don't you think we ought to repent of that? Don't you think we ought to count our blessings? Now, here's the sting. You know, if I'm talking, there's going to be a sting. It's God, not me, so don't get mad at me. The thing that helps unhook you, it's not supposed to be a sting, it's to help you unhook. You know, you get like a fishing hook in your jaw, the enemy will put. And so what those stings do is bends that straight so it can slip right out, so it won't have you anymore. Okay? So those words aren't supposed to sting you. They're supposed to straighten out the thing that the devil's using to drag you into all kinds of yucky stuff. So here's the thing. We X out everything good and want to point an accusation at one offense. It only takes one offense to just, everybody, nope, you're not part of my life. Get out. No, you're so, and just a volley of all kinds of wicked spewing stuff comes out of our mouth for one thing. And we magnify that thing to be so huge. It's ridiculous. That's pretty crazy. And people will take the risks to reach for you anyway, because you're gonna vomit. And they're going to reach for you anyway. I think they're stupid, and I'm one of those stupid people, because I ought to know better than to reach for someone who's going to bite you. But I'm going to do it because my Father loves them, and I'm going to obey Him. And I hope more of you start doing the same. And then we should take up for one another. Okay? But we don't, because we remember that one thing. Oh, yeah. All right. So guess what? Here's the problem. We do the same thing to God when He seems quiet. So when God seems silent in your life and you're praying and you're hurting and you can't hear Him because your hurt is just way too loud. You can't pray because you just are focusing on what happened to you and you can't communicate with heaven. It just won't work. And what you're doing is refusing to count the blessing side. Remember the moment when you stepped in here and God let you know that He heard you. When you went to the class and God let you know that He was there. And then you come in here and you get a verily, verily. God let you know that He loves you. But in those moments when you're traveling in your natural man and it's rising up and your flesh is just doing all kinds of contortions inside of you and your emotions have become violent in your own soul and you can't control them, you need to say to yourself, this too shall pass. My God is faithful. I remember the moment when I stepped into that little church on the backside of nowhere and you heard my cry. God is faithful. God is faithful. Don't count Him out. He's not done. He's coming through for you. It's not over till it's over. You have to put your heart in line with the Holy Spirit, even when your flesh is screaming louder than His voice can. Amen? We treat God just like we treat people. But boy, if they treat us that way, we're on it. Lord, help us to humble ourselves. Micah 6:8. I think we don't really understand it, though. It says, what does the Lord require of you, O man, but to do justly? Now, it doesn't say, go check everybody else that they're doing justly. It says, you do justly. He didn't appoint you to go around inspecting everybody else and somehow if they do right, then you'll do right. That's not it. You do justly. And what else? Love mercy. Why do you need to love mercy? Because everybody else ain't going to do justly. And neither are you. You're going to need to know God's mercy for yourself. Love mercy and walk humbly with your God. Don't pick your little prideful head up and shake your finger at God. He's done good by you. I don't care what you've been through. There's condemnation that's come upon the world. And if you're in this room, you have the chance to not be part of that condemnation. That's a lot to be thankful for. And then you ought to be hurting for everyone who has not made that choice to come out from underneath that condemnation. Stop picking people apart. Stop criticizing them. You don't know what they've been through. You don't know why they do what they do, even if they do it to you. Let the Holy Spirit lead you. You know, people can sit in a church for years and years and years, decades and decades and decades, and not one ounce of conviction makes a dent in their carnal nature. Because they just won't let God have his way. They just want to feed their flesh. It's what it is. You want us to kick them out? Well, they looked at me sideways. They hurt my feelings. You want us to throw them to the curb? Because you're more important than they are? Ouch. No. We need to love every person that walks in this door, no matter how they act. Right? You need to love them with as much love as you can have and do justly. And then love mercy. Do justly. Love mercy. And it is going to require that you walk humbly with your God. Walk humbly. Walk humbly with your God. Let him take you by the hand in the morning. And when he says, I want you to do the difficult, when he says, I want you to approach them, even though they're going to slap you, even though they're going to criticize you, they're going to run around, they're going to hurt other people because they're going to tell people things about you that's not even true. And those people are going to believe them because they're running tears down their face. It is what it is. You still do justly. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. You ought to want to hear the strongest words that can be uttered that will drive you far from the things that keep you distant from God. You shouldn't be offended if somebody uses strong language to help you break up with your hindrances. If they're using strong language, it's because you're being strongly stubborn. Don't get upset with them. Just say, Lord, if I needed that, help me. I see it. I don't want it. If I didn't need that, bless them. Because obviously they need. Bless them, Lord. Bless your enemies. Bless those who despitefully use and persecute you. Don't be surprised when they act like they act. I promise you, they don't mean to be ugly to you. They're not doing it on purpose. On either side of that. It's not on purpose. They're just hurting. Amen.
Hello, this is Pastor Dwayne. I would like to take a few moments to say thank you to those who have written in or called in or just let us know that you've been blessed by this program. Your prayers and encouragement compel us to keep pressing forward. We're also very thankful for those who have sent financial support, both businesses and private individuals. You know who you are. It's truly a joy providing this program for you. We've been amazed at the wide variety of folks who say that they have been impacted by the message brought to you here. From those who are incarcerated to police officers, from business owners to homemakers, from farmers to legislators, we know that we have a mandate from the Lord to preach the no-compromise, straightforward gospel truth, and that is what we've strived to do. If you've been blessed by this radio program in some way, please continue to pray for us, and we would also love to hear from you. You could call or write or even friend us on Facebook. We love to post inspirational thoughts daily. Send your Facebook request to Pastor Dwayne Daigle. And as the Lord lays it on your heart, by all means, your financial gift of any size would be a great blessing. Thank you so much for helping us to take ground for the kingdom of God.
Pastors Dwayne and Cindy would like to thank you for joining us today. We trust that your life has been enriched by the Word of God. We want to encourage you to get plugged into a life-giving church in your area. If you'd like to contact us, you may do so at area code 337-582-2090. If you'd like to write to us or send financial support for this program, you may send it to 350 Highway 165, Iway, Louisiana, 70647. You may also email us at cotp@centurytel.net. Church of the Promise is located approximately 10 miles east of Lake Charles and 1/2 mile south of I-10 at exit 44. Our service times are 10:30 Sunday morning and 7 o'clock on Wednesday evenings. Until next time, remember, you are loved and your life is worth living.